Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Hal Price. For over 40 years, Hal was a marketing and branding executive with two Fortune 100 companies and founded his own branding agency. In 2015, Hal began using his creative marketing writing skills to fuel his passion for helping children and their parents remember how unique they are by inspiring their heart's wisdom to find and use their amazing gifts. Today, Hal does this through his Heroic Heart Stories platform, and he is launching this September his new book, the first in the Eli Bear series. Hal, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Vicki, thank you for all you do for all of us who have a message to put out to the world. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. Well, Hal, for those that may not have the pleasure of knowing you that well yet, tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in life, because you're truly one of the most creative people I've ever met.
Well, I'm going to give a lot of credit to my mother, who used to read me stories every night when I was a little boy, and she would always ask me at the end of each day, you know, what was the best thing that happened to you? And I would tell her something, and she would make up a story about it that rhymed. And that stuck with me. And then later on, I didn't realize how important that was until Mom was diagnosed with dementia in 2000 and then became Alzheimer's by 2008. And in the last period of her life, I went in one day to visit her in the Alzheimer's unit, and she didn't even know who I was. And it just took me back so much. It was just startled me that she couldn't know me after all these years. And so I said, what can I do about that? And I went up to the attic of her old home, and I found my teddy bear that was still up there, and I found the books that she used to read to me. And I brought those books and that bear, and I put the bear in her lap, and I started reading The Three Little Bears, and she could mouth every word to every story she ever read to me. But she was blind, and she didn't know my voice and didn't know who I was. And I'm like, there's something really powerful in this. And in that moment, I knew that I wanted to begin sharing rhyming stories with parents and children that could let them explore life lessons and the importance of who we are and what we do. And that's when I knew that I wanted to become a passionate writer to help inspire just a connection that never dies between a parent and a child. As I see what's going on in the world today, I just realize that more and more the bedtime story tradition is dying, and I've just been doing a lot of research on that to say I want to be the guy that helps rescue the traditional bedtime story, because it has so much to do with the kids' self-love and respect and comfort and the importance of understanding how characters built and stuff like that. It's just really important. So that's where it came from, and that's why I started doing it after my mother passed away in 2012.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved in the idea of writing the books. I know your mother had a big part of it, but tell us a little bit about what that process was like for you.
Well, it was funny, Vicki. My girlfriend had a son at the time, but he was 5 years old, and he had a special project at kindergarten where they had Winnie the Pooh to bring home for the weekend, and they had to take pictures of him and write a story about it. So I was at Cracker Barrel when we had Winnie the Pooh there, and I was like, you know what, I need a bear. So this was in 2011, I guess it was. So I went and got myself a bear at Cracker Barrel, and I was sitting there at my home one day, and the bear was sitting across from me, and I'm like, who are you and where did you come from? What's your lineage? Who's your parents? What did your grandparents do? So I just started making up this little family tree of this bear, and I'm like, you know, let me give him a life, and when were you born, and what are you here to do, what's your purpose? I just started making up this silly little story about this little bear and who he is, and to know that his lineage makes him a lot of who he is. So I wrote up the story about Grandpa Droopy Drawers and Teddy Roosevelt, who was the bear that Teddy Roosevelt refused to shoot in the woods in Smeeds, Mississippi in 1902, and that was Eli's grandfather. So from there, I had his lineage, but I hadn't written about Eli. So I just started writing that story then about him. And next thing I knew, I have a 25,000-word poem about this little bear named Elijah Benjamin Bear. So.
That is just really, really fascinating. So tell us a little bit of what you hope the books will achieve, because I know the books achieve an adult audience, parent audience, in addition to the children. What is your hope that readers will take away?
I've created the monster, Vicki. I don't know how to categorize what it is. It's a very long poem that is in perfect iambic pentameter. It came to me every night at 3 o'clock. I would get up and was told to write the story. And I just started thinking about all the lessons that I've been through in my life and what I wish I had known earlier that I was going to experience. So I wrote things that I went through, and I put it into a lesson in each chapter. I've written the book, so there's 66 chapters. They're 3 pages each. They're perfect for nighttime reading, for 2 months of reading every night. And it has a little cliffhanger at the end of each chapter that takes you into a new adventure with a new life lesson. So what I'm hoping is that people will learn to hold sacred their own stories and to be able to tell their own stories and to journal experiences in their lives to be able to tell their children and their grandchildren. And even though I've worked with Jeff Gordon and worked for the Coca-Cola Company and many, many things, this is the one thing that I know will last long beyond me, is just the power of a story and to inspire other people to tell theirs.
That is so beautiful, and it is so very powerful. So what kind of challenges did you face coming up with this? Even though, as I said, you're incredibly creative, but this is a little bit of a different project than what you've been doing.
This is the one thing, Vicki, that's taxed every skill that I thought I had, that I wanted to develop, that I needed to be able to put a book together and to market it and do the public relations and to do the writing. It is very all-encompassing, and it's the most challenging thing that I've ever done. Initially, I leaned on a lot of people to tell them what I was doing, and I had a lot of people tell me, you can never sell that book. And it put me into a period of depression, to be honest with you, Vicki, because here my dream has been to do this, and I had several people that I really respected say, this just isn't going to work out. You have a different talent you're supposed to bring into the world. And I listened to that, unfortunately, and it really slowed me down. But the great news is the story never gave up on me, and it kept reminding me to write it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to write this for me. I'm not going to write it for anybody else. I'm going to honor my mother. I'm going to get this book done. And it's a testimony to knowing that there's something you're meant to do. There's a gift that you have. There's a message that you have. And don't let anybody tell you what you're supposed to do. Only your heart knows what you're supposed to do. And if you listen to that, then all of a sudden, I mean, Vicki, you know, I mean, I've been working on this book since 2014, and I put it down many, many times. And then once I got reconnected with the power of my own story, magical things happened. Like, for example, I live in Carpinteria, California, and within a mile of where I live, I found an illustrator who used to work for Walt Disney, animating all of his stuff, and he wanted to do my book. His name was Michael Bayouth. I found an editor who worked with me diligently every day, and all of a sudden, everybody that I needed was within a mile's arm reach of everything I needed to do with this book. And it just let me know through a confirmation that when you're ready to write, everything's going to line up. And when you're true to your heart, people will come to you and find that vibrational frequency that says, I want to be a part of this. And that's been magical for me.
I can see where that would be. I mean, it is kind of a validation of the fact that you're on the right track when everything you need to make it happen starts showing up.
And the beauty also is a gift that you gave me in 2014 was when I was working with the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation, and you called me to say, Hal, I'm doing a book on cancer. Cancer from Tears to Triumph. And that's when I realized that I was doing something that was meant to go beyond me. So I've worked out a relationship with the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation. For every book that I sell, I'm giving them a percentage of the proceeds to go back and help that. And you were a part of that journey as well with me, Vicki, when we put that book together back in 2014.
It was really amazing. And today it remains one of my favorite projects. Really, mm-hmm. really, it had so much depth to it and so much personal meaning for me.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you advise people so that they don't go off track? Because, you know, so many times we have people that discourage us and see different things that we should be doing. And it took you a while to overcome it, but what would you advise people that maybe are listening to others as opposed to listening to their own soul?
Okay. Well, one thing I did was I wrote down what those people said and I put it on my wall to say that I can't do it. And that gave me the fodder to say, who are you to tell me what I can and can't do? And I needed that as motivation once I started to rise back up again. But I would say, again, like Taylor Swift, her songs come from her journal that she wrote as a teenager. That there's so much richness of experiences that we have every single minute of every single day, and there's so many great things in there. So I would encourage people to not just say, wow, that was a powerful moment. Write it down somewhere so you can go back and revisit it and be able to share that story someday in a different way, either through music or writing or stories or whatever it is, or through public speaking. Don't lose your stories hoping that you're going to remember them all. Write them down and put them in a journal. You know, I was able to just to start capturing all those little magical moments, which became my outline for my own book. Now, this first book is almost 280 pages, Vicki, but it's a lot of beautiful illustrations as well from Michael. But I've got four books that I've already got planned. I've written the second one already. My goal is to take adventures out of those big books and turn them into children's books so it'll be easily consumed in a full-color book for the younger readers. Actually, the more people read this, they're like, Hal, this is a bedtime story for adults. And the people that I've shared it with said, I've got so much out of this book. We start our morning every day by reading the little thing that you wrote about the Bear Essentials Code of Life. And they're like, it's a great way to start our day. So write your stories down and share your stories with everybody, especially those you love.
You know, you've built so much around the idea of having a heroic heart. Tell us a little bit about how that developed for you, and then how from that came all of these different things that you're doing, because it's not just books. You're doing other things with merchandising, and you're going places with this that a lot of writers never go. So how did that stem from a heroic heart?
First of all, I had to discover what a heroic heart was. In 2014, I had gotten up to 320 pounds working my butt off for people that didn't appreciate my gift, and I'd given my writing talent away to help sell things that I didn't even necessarily believe in. My heart woke me up back on February the 24th of 2014, early one morning, with a blood pressure that was off the chart, and I was way out of balance. I was way off purpose, and I think it was my soul's way of telling my heart, it's time to wake him up and let him know that we're running out of time to do something that he came to do here. So it's like, Hal, you can sit here and you can continue this and just go ahead and move in a direction that never served your heart's purpose, or you can go out and write. And I went to the hospital that day, and I called in dead to work to my boss. And I told him when I came back, I said, I've known you for 20 years, and you know how much I love you, but I didn't know until today that I love me a whole lot more. I'm going to leave. And I'm going to go write for me. And in that moment, I started listening to my heart, and I started getting healthy, and I started taking care of myself. And self-love is so important. It's not an ego thing. It's about really loving yourself and knowing who you are. So my heroic heart was learning what to say yes to and learning what to say no to and just trusting my instincts to do that. As you know, it took me to California. I had no plans of moving to California. It took me within 3 days of moving to California directly to the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation. But it's really about listening to your wisest self. It's like your inner child that says, we came here to have fun. We didn't come here to work all day long and then have nothing left. We don't have no energy to even read to our children at night. So listen to the guidance, do what serves your heart, know that there's a gift that you were given specifically to bring into the world, find that gift and honor that gift and do it every day. And that's what's been important for me to do.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So when you look at all this wonderful work that you've done, and you're especially now living your life purpose really fully, when you look at that almost like a legacy, how you might think about that impacting the world, what would that look like for you, Hal?
I'm sure that no one starts out to write something that's a classic. But if it's classic in your heart, it's going to be classic to somebody. I just write. I write sometimes until I cry and I know that it's moving. Or I write until I feel like this sense is like, wow, this is something I needed to remember. Now I hope I can make other people remember that. And when you can just let go and allow yourself to share truth and these great insights that you're given, then it allows other people to feel who you were, what you believed, how you moved in the world. And in doing that, again, even though I've worked with big celebrities, this is the thing that I was meant to do. And to be able to leave something behind that can touch people every night through a bedtime story or every day with a quote that might end up somewhere on somebody's Facebook page because they saw something that you wrote that they really loved is a powerful ripple effect that can move across continents and can open up people to a better world, to understand that we're meant to love each other, but we have to start with loving ourselves and being true to us and being true to our voice and letting our voice be heard with the gift that we have.
Oh, and what a gift that is. That is such wisdom and such a gift. Hal, thank you so much for being here with us and sharing all of this wisdom and your zeal that you have and passion that you have for making a difference in the youth of the world and their parents. I so appreciate you being here.
Thank you for being a part of my life and helping me get my stories out, Vicki. It means the world to me. I appreciate it.
So, Hal, people will want to get in touch with you, I know. Is there a place in the web where they can connect with you and learn more?
Yeah. I am simultaneously, this is difficult, while I'm finishing the writing of my book, I'm building my website. And my new website is Hal, H-A-L, Price, P-R-I-C-E, author, A-U-T-H-O-R.com. And eventually I'll have one for EliBear.com for kids that want to go and have fun over there. But this website has a lot of blogs. It tells you a lot of the stories that I went through about how I got to where I am, the process that I went through, the trials and challenges that we face, and then, you know, the outcome. And they also get to see each individual character, and I've developed a whole profile for each one of the characters so you can get to know them before you read the book.
Oh, that's so lovely. So give us that URL of that website once again.
It's www.hal, H-A-L, Price, P-R-I-C-E, author, A-U-T-H-O-R.com.
Perfect. Hal, again, thank you so much.
I love you dearly. Thank you for everything you do for all of us.
Oh, that's so sweet. And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast communities and events, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.